There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's the Roundball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Nick Cannon, Janelle Monae, Joey Devine, Richard Jefferson, Frankie Muniz, Terrell Owens, Tom Cavanaugh, aka Ed from Ed, Patreons, Abraham Rink, thank you Abraham, Adam Ellsworth, thank you Adam, Andrew Liu, thank you Andrew, musical guest Brian McBride, and now the temporary host of Roundball Rock and our own celebrity all-star expert, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Roundball Rock podcast, and we are back with our annual celebrity game preview, even though the game is about to start like 40 minutes from now. I'm here, as always, with America's Uncle Dad, NBA I himself, Sean Keen. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little congested today, but that's not going to stop me, because what I'm really sick with is NBA Celebrity All-Star Game fever, and the only cure is... Boy, I guess
having your friend Joey, the only 40-year-old who already knows who Kai Cenat is.
I was just gonna say, I want to see Jennifer Hudson. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. This is the least celebrity heavy celebrity all-star game we've had. This is the loosest definition of celebrity.
I actually think this is about the same level of celebrities as normal. We're just old now.
I don't know. I feel like, well, you might be right. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that.
But first
we'll get
off,
to that.
Let's
not get ahead
NBA
of ourselves.
I.
Yeah.
Sean, are you excited to scream at Alexa to tell you to show you the game? Like it's a Spider-Man movie, and it shows you instead what looks like NBA Live 95.
That is the weirdest thing, is Adam Silver was so excited about this, called up AI to deliver the Spider-Man, show a Pacers game like it's a Spider-Man movie, mm-hmm. with some animation that had clearly been done before. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, it's happening in real time, it's loading up right now,
except there's no Pacers game going on as he's doing it, and also Tyrese Haliburton looks like he has toasters for hands to
everybody, like, if you want to see a man dunk with 9 fingers on each hand, mm-hmm. you're in luck, because NBA AI is there, something that people are definitely going to want to watch for more than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very weird sometimes when it feels like the NBA just sort of like fundamentally misunderstands what business they're in, mm-hmm. because the whole hook of the NBA going into this broadcast deal is that you watch things live. Like, that's mm-hmm. the reason
you
live sports is
live.
Valuable. You watch what happens live, and that's why Andy Cohen is the new.
Show me Andy Cohen doing a 360 dunk.
Yeah. but yeah, we have video games. Like, the whole reason you're watching is because you don't know the outcome, and it's really happening. Yeah. But also, maybe you want it to look like a Spider-Man game. Like, again, Adam Silver just seems like AI, not realizing that AI is sort of the opposite of what basketball games are.
With it is the name. It's too clever, but it makes it hard to say because there's already an A in AI and an A in NBA. Yeah. So they went with NBAI.
Yeah, and there's going to be a really embarrassing Allen Iverson crossover because he lost too much of his money and now he has to do humiliating commercials now. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry, you're complicit in that.
That's pretty sad. All right. Sean, let's get to it. You did the research.
Yes.
Let's talk about our celebrity game. Sean, they change the format of these things every single year. What's the format this year?
Well, we've got, it's still Ruffles. Don't get me wrong. It's still Ruffles. Don't worry about that part of it. They haven't changed the sponsor. They've got coaches now.
Shannon
Sharp and Stephen A. Smith, because we can't get enough of those two guys. Mm-hmm. Beloved NBA figures, Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Smith. The last really directly NBA related thing Shannon Sharp did was try to fight the Memphis Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. And the NBA responded by showcasing him at their midseason classic, showing that you too can interact with a fan and maybe even take a swing at T. Morant. Mm-hmm. If you dream big enough. We've added
coaches who are famous, though.
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is the assistant coach for Shannon Sharp. He should be coaching the team.
Yeah. He's more famous. Why is Shannon Sharp? It's
far more famous and more fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then in the same way, Stephen A. Smith's team should be coached by Lil Wayne. Uh-huh. I know that's a little unpredictable, but Lil Wayne should coach the team. And then in another insult to the WNBA, they're forcing two-time NBA MVP Asia Wilson to coach as an assistant in the celebrity, the third chair on that. Well, we're going to also have,
who's on the other side, though? You said Asia Wilson is on the, Stephen
on Team Z Smith and Lil Wayne. Okay. There's only three celebrity assistants, which tells me that somebody dropped out of the Shannon Sharp team this week before. I'm going to say Monday. In fact, I'm going to just say Monday they dropped out and decided and not for me. Mm-hmm. So the big thing this year is that they have an all new innovative LED court. Well, thank God.
Hold on. I would like to talk about the announcement of the broadcast team. Did you see this part?
It's the same people, right?
It hurts. No. I'll just read you. This is from NBA.com's website. Okay. ESPN's Cassidy Hubberth returns to serve as the host for the broadcast, included for the MVP trophy presentation. Ryan Ruoco will provide play-by-play commentary alongside Richard Jefferson and Monica McNutt. But with a special guest appearance from Pat McAfee, Sean.
Now, okay, so I have a question about Pat McAfee's presence. This might not be the question you're anticipating, but Pat McAfee's big thing is that he always wears a tank top, right?
Yeah.
In the NBA, everyone is wearing tank tops. Mm-hmm. Does he have to go completely shirtless for this? Does he wear hot pants? How does he show he's a rebel? Does he appear at this broadcast wearing a full suit and tie? It's a very interesting question.
Sean.
To have America's funniest punter.
Sean, I'll tell you, you know what a special guest appearance from Pat McAfee means?
28 minutes.
2 seconds ago for 30. I mean, 2 weeks ago for 30 seconds.
Yes. And you know, oh, that's right. Because it's, he's not going to, and he's, it's going there to appear. It's going to appear on the LED court.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's, my God. That's AJ Hawk just staring at the jumbotron.
Yeah. Like, can you make a 3-point line when AJ Hawk's dead John eyes Marco are looking at
Tim
you?
Barry dribbles around his little face.
Well, I feel like they're also going to have McAfee's got to like start off with a hot take and then disagree with himself in the middle of it and kind of wrap it up while sort of rocking from side to side.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, yeah, I'm glad somebody does.
I'm into the Mac. Look, it's going to be a Mac attack. He's taking over sports media. So look out, baby. Okay. So they're going to be doing, I think they're not doing this during the All-Star game. I think it's just during the celebrity game and All-Star Saturday night. So where we're getting the Kia Skills Challenge, Joey's favorite event, America's least favorite event, the Starry 3-point contest, a soda people still aren't drinking. I do not believe that Bill Simmons has ever let Starry touch his mouth. The Steph Curry versus Sabrina, which is weirdly billed as Stephen versus Sabrina. Mm-hmm. And then the AT&T slam dunk contest.
Yeah. Excited about it.
I mean, it'll be great.
Steph
That'll
is
be great.
Look, lose to Sabrina and Escu.
Yeah, because he's shooting for charity at an All-Star game, yeah, which is where he's at his worst.
He also, don't forget, once lost a 3-point contest to Paul Pierce. So
that is true. That is true. I mean,
and
yeah,
you know who's a better 3-point shooter than Paul Pierce? Sabrina and Escu. Yeah.
Isn't she shooting from the NBA line? Is that the deal?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
All right. Anyway, back to our team.
Yeah. Sean. So the LED court is going to have, it's okay. I'm just going to read this. The high performance immersive sports floor is designed to enhance the fan experience in arena through its interactive displays. During each event, visual effects displayed on the court will include the following: design and color changes. Mm-hmm. Boy, they led with design and color changes. Mm-hmm. Whew. Live replays and other video content. Okay. I get that.
Okay,
like you're playing on a TV.
3-point line, Sean. Does that mean if the celebrities start missing too many threes, they move it?
They move it in?
Yeah.
I think, well, they had like, last year they had a wheel that had special features, but it was rigged because it was like, one of them was bring Richard Jefferson onto the court because he loves beating up on celebrities to make himself feel better.
One of the greatest things I've ever seen. Real-time
game.
You can find it. Yeah. Richard Jefferson in the first ever celebrity All-Star game.
Yeah, 2004. It was really ridiculous.
He was like dunking on Paris Hilton.
Real-time game stats, Joey, which will be hilarious in the celebrity game. Location-based player tracking animations. Like, no one's going to need that. And then interactive games for fans during timeouts. Great. Immersive animations following key plays and moments. Well, if you watch the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon, you'll get to see what it looks like for SpongeBob to slime someone after they make a dunk. Did you see also that they actually nailed the end of the Super Bowl while CBS didn't?
Yes.
Like, by just showing the field. Uh-huh. And while Tony Romo's like, here's what the play was. He started right. And Jeff Sweep. And someone's going to close my mic any second. Anyway, I want a special guest appearance from Tony Romo as well.
Sean,
let me tell you
some other things about the court.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Additionally, the new court will see the return of fan favorites Ruffles 4-point ridgeline.
Oh, yeah. They had that last year where. Yeah.
And Ruffles Crunch Time. Don't
yes.
Remember that,
Russell's,
that
Ruffles. Do you remember that? They did that last year, Joey. It was very confusing because each coach has a chance to hit the crunch time button. And that means that all the points count for double, but it's for both teams. It doesn't make sense. That's like, it should crazy. Be something. So like, I remember Dwayne Wade hit it almost immediately and then it backfired because his team was so desperate to score, they turned it over twice. And then the Flamin' Hot Challenge. Yeah,
a 1 minute relay style shooting contest.
Uh-huh.
So I hope everyone enjoys watching IndyCar driver Connor Daly brick a bunch of half court shots.
Well, they should have to be. I think they should be have to. They should have to eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos while they're doing it. But yeah, last time it took forever. And it's for charity. It took a really long time, and it was just people missing over and over again.
Okay, Sean, let's get to the rosters. Yeah. That's what really here to do.
Yeah, and we're going to see if we can guess who the All-Star Celebrity MVP will be. I mean, it's a prestigious award. It's been sullied a little bit because Justin Bieber won it kind of undeservedly, and so did Kevin Hart, I would say. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart had to share his with Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. Last year's winner was Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. Last year it was the Peloton instructor extraordinaire Alex Toussaint. And Common finally won one in 2020. Kind of bullshit that Brandon Armstrong and Famous Los had won. Mm-hmm. And then Wynn Butler tried to... Well,
canceled.
We can talk about it. He tried to. He got shut down by canceled Sage Steele, and
they both
clearly
got canceled.
Yeah,
they've both
a double cancellation. he insisted that his teammates wear formal wear, and he has not been invited back to the game
because, again, he is canceled. All right, Sean, which team do you want to start with?
We're gonna start with Team Shannon.
Okay, great. Let's do this by alphabetical order, I would say.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Why don't you tell me about Onwell AA?
Joey, I would love to tell you about Onwell AA, the Puerto Rican rapper and singer who participated in last year's game.
He's very small.
He's not very big, no. Yeah. He looks like the assassin's henchman in like a late 90s action movie, like the kind of action movie they stopped making after 9/11. He has like weird short bangs. He has crazy facial hair.
He looks like he'd be in Smokin' Aces.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like he's always wearing like sunglasses that Evil Biff's 2015 gang wears in Back to the Future 2.
What's he famous for, Sean? Being a rapper, Puerto Rican rapper?
He's like a reggaeton singer, okay. I believe. Great. He is mixed race. He's been in jail. He owns a basketball team in Puerto Rico. He also did some kind of UFC based album too. So he's like this guy makes sense as a, he's like a basketball guy, but I think let's find out his height. Actually,
that's the important thing. Troubling, I will say, his controversy section on his Wikipedia page.
Constantly going to jail or no?
Well, so he once released, in 2018, he released a diss track aimed at a fellow rapper that was widely criticized due to its profanity and remarks about homosexuality and HIV/AIDS patients.
Ooh.
In this song, he refers to model and television host La Taina as a pig for her HIV positive status.
Ooh.
But he's since apologized for it. He said,
it is the worst
mistake of my career. I do not need this, and I apologize to all the people I offended. To homosexuals, to people with AIDS, to La Taina, and to those who lost everything after Hurricane Maria.
Wow.
I don't know what Hurricane Maria had to do with it. My fans deserve for me to be a better person, and I apologize to everyone in Puerto Rico.
I mean, that's intense. His height is alternately listed at 5'6" and 6'1".
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. We saw him last year. He's not very good at basketball. He has zero chance of winning the MVP, which is really what we're here to do.
I don't think there's any chance that that happens.
All right.
Kai Cenat?
Kai Cenat, I think, is going to win the MVP. The fan
he is a
here.
He is a YouTuber or a Twitch streamer
he's a
or
streamer.
Both?
Who doesn't really play video games. He just kind of sits in front of the camera and he doesn't do pranks. He just sort of watches TikToks. But
I mean, he's been
children love him, Sean. He's the 14th most popular streamer in America. He's got 7 million followers. He won the 2023 Streamy Award for Streamer of the Year. He's currently the second most subscribed Twitch streamer and 14th most followed Twitch streamer of all time.
He's very young.
He's a very young man.
He's 22.
Normal people might know him as the guy who caused that riot in Union Square.
Was he giving out PlayStations?
Yeah, he announced he was doing a giveaway in Union Square, didn't tell anyone. Thousands of people showed up, and it devolved into a riot. 65 people were arrested.
65?
Mostly children were arrested.
I don't really understand this. What are his controversies?
He doesn't really have any. He's sort of, other than the riot he caused.
So we still haven't really figured out. Now, apparently people watch him streaming himself sleeping.
He does often stream himself sleeping, yes.
And he makes $25,000 a month from that.
Yeah.
He likes to do a lot of, he tried to stream the riot as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pranks.
He's in the Offset music video for Fan. This guy
is actually
famous.
Cooked eggs in a college lecture hall.
I would describe this man as being actually famous, but only to people under the age of 25.
He's friends with rappers.
But yeah, he's partnered with Nike. Nicki Minaj will show up on his streams.
He live streamed around the clock for 30 days.
Yeah.
And occasionally will stream himself having sex or showing nude photos. Wow, he's Streamer of the Year.
I didn't know he's filmed himself having sex. That is.
Wild. Fame comes at you pretty fast. He apparently is. The direct.com says he jokes about his height a lot.
Yeah, I would guess he's 5'2.
I think he's 5'6 or 5'7, considering what he looks like standing next to. He's 5'6, and apparently his ID says he's 5'7. Okay, this guy could win the MVP because he's wildly popular with people who might decide they want him to.
This is a fake culture win.
Yes, right.
I believe that is what's going to happen. Yes, I believe. I would bet money he will win the MVP solely based on fan votes, but we'll see. Connor Daly, Sean. Who's Connor Daly?
Connor Daly drives Indy cars.
Oh, he's not gonna.
The reason he's there is because this is in Indiana, and he's also from Indiana, so that's
still
the reason he's playing in this game. No, he's probably not gonna win. He's 5'9". I couldn't see any indication that he plays basketball. His stepdad is the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He is a type 1 diabetic. That probably doesn't help. And he was on The Amazing Race. In the 30th season, they came in fourth.
Walker Hayes, Sean. Yeah, we're Walker Hayes.
Walker Hayes. This sounds like an AI generated name. He is a singer songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Walker Hayes absolutely sounds like the name of the guy you see when they have like an early season date on The Bachelor, and they walk, and there's like a crowd of like 40 people. And then the person on the date then has to film a testimonial and they say like, wow, I mean, it was a great night already. And then Walker Hayes, I mean, what's better than that? Sean. Walker Hayes was born in, Fancy Like was
it's
a pretty big hit.
It's one of the worst songs ever written.
It's really bad.
it's so bad. He also has Fancy Like Christmas.
Well, he like mentions Applebee's constantly.
Yes. Also, Sean, he also has a song called If Father Time Had a Daughter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's one of the worst songs I've ever heard. Oh, yeah. Kesha's on Fancy Like. And and it's weird because he's like 44. So this guy is I don't think he like really hit until then, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terrible. It's
his
like
music is horrible.
But you know when you hear like a country song and you're like, oh, it just mentioned a bunch of products and Chevrolet. Yeah. And this is like the most direct version of that. So,
in fact, this episode will be ending with Fancy Like. So let's just move on.
I hate that. Country stuff, the album. Yeah. This guy
not
is
gonna
unpleasant.
Win. Not going to win.
He's
don't
very
like
tall,
him.
Though. I think
he's
6'3".
He's not going
to
win.
Well, he's 44 years old. He's not actually. Some people say he's 5'8". Yeah, he's 5'8". I'm sorry. Yeah.
Quincy
no
Isaiah, Sean.
Quincy Isaiah. Well, we know Quincy Isaiah.
Yeah, he plays Magic Johnson.
Yeah. And
Winning Time.
Yeah, so that's he's an interesting choice because he played college football. Actually, he's not
he
a college basketball player
at Kalamazoo College.
Yeah, so that's just a weird like it's an odd.
But it means huge.
He is big. He's 6'3". He weighs 250 pounds at least. Yeah. But apparently is like. Like acceptable enough to play basketball in a movie. I'm sure he played.
Magic Johnson.
I'm sure he played high school basketball too.
Anyway, like, loved him on Winning Time. He was he was an amazing Magic Johnson.
A really tough part to play too.
Yeah, like really kind of a miracle they were able to find him.
Like that's the hardest
he could convincingly
one.
Play Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Still not going to win the MVP, I don't think.
I think that would be odd.
Jewel Lloyd is playing for Team Shannon because, again, the NBA loves to make WNBA players debase themselves in this game.
I believe she set the scoring record in the WNBA last year.
Jewel Lloyd, I know this is... playing in this game is below you but try. I want to see you dunk on Micah Parsons. Not dunk physically, but theoretically I want to see you dunk on Tristan Jass.
yeah I like that. And you know what I like is that this is one of the times when they have usually they just pick you know somebody with like a local thing, but it feels like this is one of the most pure bucket getters we've seen. I want to see these, like, I want her to, like, block a Twitch streamer into the third row.
Yeah.
No layups, Jewel Lloyd.
All right. Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys is this year's NFL player.
I think he is an overwhelming choice to be... pretty good in this game. Like this is the DJ Metcalf role. Like this guy is an insane athlete and will also really want to score a lot of points and you know just this is the right kind of like highly competitive 22 years old and also he did, while they were playing basketball on Friday Stephen A. Smith injured his ankle so badly that he had to go to the hospital and has possibly broken his ankle. He denied a report that Micah Parsons literally broke his ankle, but then he accused him of being an offensive fouler. Anyway, I'm sure Micah Parsons is going to dunk a lot. He is going to try to dunk over and over. I don't know if he's going to try to shoot threes. I think the DJ Metcalf rule of just trying to dunk every time you get the ball is a really good attempt. Like, this is a good strategy. This is a guy who can definitely win the MVP. He's also very, very famous.
You know who's not very famous, but
who's that?
Is kind of famous, but also who is not going to dunk in this game. Lily Singh is on Team Shannon, who you might know as taking over Carson Daly's time slot briefly with the late night show A Little Late with Lily Singh.
She's won 4 streamies. That's more streamies than I think anybody on this.
More than Kai Cenat, that's for sure.
She's A Little Late with Lily Singh, and
she stars in the Muppets Mayhem.
I believe she's also in the HBO Fahrenheit 451.
Sure.
I believe she invested in an NWSL team, and they did not make a lot of episodes of Sketchy Times with Lily Singh, a Peacock show. Look, as someone who has produced content for a failing NBC streaming service, I'm not going to criticize her for that.
Well, also the idea was it was a sketch show she filmed in her home.
In her house, COVID. Yeah.
So I don't really, there was zero chance that was gonna.
And she's Canadian.
And there's zero chance she's gonna win MVP. So let's.
I don't know that Lily Singh is a baller, but this is a good international choice.
I like Lily Singh. She seems pretty cool. All right. What about Sean Sir?
Oh, the American singer and songwriter?
Yes, Sir. That's capital S, lowercase I, capital R.
Capital R.
This is a person his mom was Anita Baker's backup.
Well, his mom was Anita Baker's backup singer, so he has a connection to Michael Jordan.
If you had to make me guess who Sir was, I would be like, is he like an R&B singer who like whose song was featured briefly in an Apple commercial? I'd probably be right?
yeah, that sounds about right. He's like clearly knows Kendrick Lamar, who's on like a couple of his songs, and Lil Wayne's on another one, and he's. Boy, these are not even like famous people. He has a guest appearance on an Anderson .Paak song. Oh, he's on an Alicia Keys. That doesn't sound right. Anyway, the most famous people he's worked with are Alicia Keys, Lil Wayne,
and Anderson .Paak, but that was in 2014.
His top album peaked at number 5 on the US R&B charts 5 years ago.
That's the R&B
64
charts.
On the The R&B charts.
Charts, yeah.
65 on the chart charts. The other things. See, this guy is not famous, Joey.
Well, you know who else?
His name is Sir, though. His name is Sir Daryl.
You know who else is not famous in this country? Dylan Wong.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
He's the final.
I need to circle back for a second, though.
I'm sorry.
I had more to say about Sir Joey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, but the reason he is on this is he is actually a good basketball player. Actually, I don't know about that. He thought he was going to become an NBA player, and he was pretty good at Inglewood High, but then he went to film school.
Sean, can I ask you a question? Why are Jack Ryan and Tristan Jass on the same team?
It's very weird.
We'll get there later.
Yeah.
All right. Dylan Wong. It's
Dylan Wong, baby. Dylan
he's
Wong.
A Chinese actor.
He is like, boy, if you're looking for like a pretty Chinese actor, this guy is going to fit all those stereotypes. Very.
I would say he looks like Chinese. What's that kid who played Elvis?
Dylan. No, what's his name?
What is that guy's name? The guy from Dune 2.
Yeah.
Austin Butler.
Austin
this guy looks
Butler.
Like Chinese Austin Butler, I would say.
There is like
he's
we
like
will
that
not...
gorgeous, that level of like, wow, this how is this a human being?
He was in a Chinese TV series called Meteor Garden. Yeah, he's like beautiful.
Yeah. Also 6 feet tall.
Well, he's like into basketball too. He's played in a bunch of celebrity all-star games in China too. There are just none of these things
not
make any
sense.
None of these like
that.
We're like, oh, it's TV series like Guardians of the Doffing that's gonna come up and Unchained Love. But this is a big thing, celebrity. He's also a musician, obviously.
This guy, it seems like he's a giant Chinese celebrity, though.
Yeah, he's like a big, he's like a young rising star, but he's very popular.
Yeah,
he won Most Popular Performer of the Year, the Weibo Night Award. So, congratulations.
He might win MVP.
No, he won't. People,
you never know.
Chinese people are into this, but they're not watching the celebrity game. It's on at the wrong time.
But.
I'm going to say
know, somebody might have set up some tweet bots. You know what I mean? To just have to tweet with the hashtag.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm worried about Chinese propaganda all the time, as are all of us on this show. The Chinese Communist Party, they've been rigging a lot and they might rig this all-star vote for Dylan Wong, too.
All right,
thank
Sean,
God we have free speech.
Tell me who on earth Adam Blackstone is.
Adam Blackstone. That sounds like
team member of Team Stephen A.
He's part of the Blackstone Group, the the firm that's been buying up all the real estate and making it impossible to have home ownership. No, he is a he works with Rihanna as well. Yeah, he's a musical director for Nicki Minaj and Justin Timberlake. I guess he's kind of does what Quincy Jones did. I think.
He was an advisor on season one of The Voice.
Yeah, but he's like he worked with Jay-Z. I think he maybe knows Questlove. Like
he's
I think
also
he was
old. I mean, as old as we are.
Yeah. He's 41. He's 41. He's not quite as old as Applebee's man. But he was like he was kind of like a musical prodigy. So he used to be like a session musician for the Roots.
Okay.
And so he's in like
MVP.
Dave Chappelle's
Let's
block party. I wonder what his like, he must be really into basketball because he doesn't have an Indiana connection. And I can't see him being a big basketball guy, really. Like, except in the way that like Q-Tip was a big basketball. He's not winning the MVP. Let's
Cloud. Again, I'm sorry you have to play. I'm going to speak to you directly. I'm sorry you have to play in this game. You are very cool. It's upsetting.
Again, your job is to punish Connor Daly.
Yeah,
that's your job is to Lily Singh does not get a single layup.
I
said that you need to make him cry a little
forget
bit.
Forget who he is. All right, let's keep going.
Natasha Glad, yeah, but she plays for the Mercury.
Sean, is this the first EGOT member who's ever played in the celebrity game? Jennifer Hudson. It's gotta be, right?
No, Common.
Oh, Common doesn't have an Oscar. Oh, I guess Common does have an Oscar.
He completed the.
But
that's why I have always said
it's not a real Oscar. He didn't win for acting in Just Right.
It's an EGOT, Joey.
But this what is a true EGOT winner.
I'm saying Common's a true EGOT winner to me. He's also a rare EGOT, EGOT CGMVP. Uh-huh. He's the only one of those. He's also been the MVP of this game in like his eighth game, too. So this is like Kareem winning finals MVP at age 38, you know? Jennifer Hudson, I don't think she's a good basketball player, Joey.
I would also guess she's not a good basketball player. But at legitimately famous.
She has a talk show. She has an Oscar.
Yeah.
I mean, she has an EGOT. I didn't realize she had a Tony. I didn't know what she'd.
I assume she did. She probably did Dreamgirls on Broadway, right? Like after the movie.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if they did that, but she was in the Sex and the City movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the Color Purple. She was in the Color Purple musical. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And actually she produced a musical too, so.
She won a Tony for producing the Broadway musical Strange Loop.
Yeah, which sounds cool. I would like to see that, but it's a little anyway.
Okay. Anyway, back to not going to win. You know who else isn't going to win, but who's going to try so hard in this game, Sean?
Who is it?
Tristan Jass.
Oh, Joey, you are
basketball
a
big YouTube player, YouTuber.
His big what is Joey? Explain what Tristan Jack's thing. Now he does a lot of trick shots.
He does some trick shots, but mainly his content is him. There are thousands of videos of him being like, white player dominates street ball game in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like race baity and weird, and I find him to be upsetting. And I don't like to think about his existence. And I can't believe the NBA has... This should be Jesser's spot, is what I'm saying. Jesser's for children. That's a basketball YouTuber.
Didn't Jesser play last year?
I think he did.
So the origin story of Tristan Jass is that he crossed over his teacher in a one-on-one basketball game. And it went viral, even though he was 17 years old and basically an adult when that happened.
He dribbles a lot. It's a lot of dribbling.
He calls it
he already has called this the biggest game of his life.
He's very it's just weird though because he did not play college basketball.
No,
he just has a lot of
he was signed to play college basketball somewhere and literally did a video where he was like, I'm choosing to be a do basketball content full time.
Yeah, I think he's I think this is almost like a race baity choice. He's from Kenosha, Washington, the place where Kyle Rittenhouse murdered those people. This guy, this whole thing is like, look how white this guy looks.
Yeah.
But he might be better at basketball than a lot of these people. He's going to try so hard.
He probably is. It's his job, literally.
But I could see him missing a lot of trick shots. Because here's the thing. When you make those videos, you only have to show the one that goes in.
But also, Sean, he has been literally training for this game. 23 hours ago, he put up a video called Ex-NBA Players... Put me through NBA workout for All-Star Celebrity Game.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be tired. I could see him like pulling a hamstring.
And it
30
was with
seconds
Steve
into
Novak,
this game.
By the way. That was the NBA player.
Oh, yeah. He's race baity. So he might win. And if he wins Celebrity MVP, Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States.
The
I'll say that right now.
Majority of his videos are him playing like at pickup games. With a screenshot of like an angry black guy looking at the camera.
Ideally with dreadlocks.
Like, trash talker got disrespectful after I dropped 40 points on him.
I'm telling you, this is the worst side of Indiana, the city that had the biggest Klan presence in the country in the 1920s. Uh-huh. This is bad news. Tristan Jass, again, if he wins Celebrity MVP, we're living in the Trump era again, and Ben Shapiro is going to be very happy. So, if he can get like the Babylon Bee behind his candidacy, he's got a chance here.
Now, you know who's a hilarious person to have in the celebrity game in 2024? AJ McLean.
AJ McLean. Maybe, I mean, he's from a very famous group. Is he the least famous person in that group? The Backstreet Boys.
Well, he didn't go to space. I would say
Lance Bass was in NSYNC, Joey.
Sorry, my mistake.
Nick Carter. Yeah. Howie Doro.
I think he AJ might McClellan. Be more famous than Brian Littrell, actually, just because his
name is
hair.
A little more memorable.
But also his facial hair was so. His look was so specific. Do you know what I mean? He looked, he was the insane looking Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, he's probably the weirder one. did you know that the Backstreet Boys were going to be on Mercury Records?
I also think he's more famous than Howie.
Well, it's funny that he's doing this in Indianapolis, though, because they literally didn't get their first record deal because John Mellencamp said he would leave the label if they started producing boy band music.
Weird.
So he cost them lots of money, but... anyway, age identified 46 years old.
This game, though,
this is like this is the guy like most likely to throw up on the court because of the physical exertion.
All right, Kwame Onwa. I don't know how to say Kwame's last name.
Onwuachi?
Love Kwame Onwuachi. He's a very cool chef. He's been on Top Chef. He's written amazing cookbooks.
Does he have a restaurant right now?
He dresses very cool. I think he did just open a restaurant.
It's called Tatiana. So you can see it. It's in Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
This is the first time he's had his own restaurant. Yeah, it's expensive to make a restaurant. So he was like chefs at famous restaurants, but...
Very cool guy. Cool clothes. Cool vibe, cool food, cool books. Everything about Kwame is cool. Unfortunately, he has no chance in this game whatsoever. He might be good at basketball. I don't know.
I mean, it's possible.
He's not better at basketball than Meta World Peace, though, who for some reason is on this team.
What an odd choice. Meta World Peace. Returning.
The other team does not have an NBA, a retired NBA player on it.
They do not, which makes me think that.
This team has two guys that play basketball for a living and Meta World Peace.
Yeah, it's really weird because... It's putting a lot on Micah Parsons and Quincy Isaiah. And I'll say it, it's putting a lot on Lily Singh. She's got... Unless they just know something about Sir's basketball ability that is not immediately apparent, it's weird. That's their Pacers legend. Someone who I feel like it probably Pacers fans have mixed feelings about.
I would guess so. They couldn't get, Jeff Foster or
I mean
like,
the Jeff Foster there would be a riot. It would be like it would just be like somebody was handing out PlayStations, you know what I mean? Like
they
that's
couldn't get Austin Crozier to play for the other team.
It'd be too sad if Danny Granger did the game, I guess.
All right, not gonna win MVP though is Meta World Peace.
What's he gonna do
in this game?
Like spoken word pieces.
Is he gonna try? What is he?
I mean, he is the biggest wild card because he might like injure Lily Singh. You know what I mean? Like I know I wanted a WNBA star to like put Walker Hayes into the basket support, but Meta World Peace might do it to like Lily Singh. Mm-hmm.
He might
fight Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
He's pretty strong. He really just like lifts weights all. Remember how big he was by the end of his career?
Yes.
I mean, maybe that doesn't seem as big now, but anyway, weird choice that there's one former NBA player. Weird that it's Ron Artest. Weird that that's the Pacer they chose. So John Krasinski is going to be playing in this game in character.
What
is that? Is that what's happening? Well, they cast Jack Ryan, right?
Tom
Clancy's original. Abby Cornish cheering him on from the sidelines, making people forget all about Alec Baldwin and Harrison Ford.
Uh-huh.
And even Chris Pine.
Now, what I will say about Jack Ryan, the man who's playing this game, is he is as like old as John Krasinski. This guy is old.
Isn't he like 60?
He's a famous New York City street ball player who, like, Bobbito Garcia was writing about. You know what I mean? Like, he's old.
Well, it's weird because I think for some reason he has a connection to Rick Carlisle. Let me figure this out. You talk about him a little bit, and I'll figure out what this. Okay.
Jack Ryan is a famous, there's a documentary about him called Blackjack, the Jackie Ryan story. Chris Mullen called him the greatest shooter ever not in the NBA. Sorry, it's not a documentary. It's an actual movie in which, someone named Greg Finley plays Jackie Ryan. but it stars David Arquette as his dad. It came out in 2020. It was released. Maybe not. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Peter Vesey at one point got Jack Ryan a tryout with the New Jersey Nets in 1990.
Yeah.
But he was the second to last one out. But in 2005, he won a 3-point shooting championship.
I'm telling you, he's old. He got a tryout really 34 years ago. Yeah. So this is easily the oldest guy in the game, but this can be effective in the celebrity all-star game because
Arnie Duncan was old.
He's probably going to be open. He can probably like make a layup with both hands, which is a unique skill in this game. I mean, I don't think he's famous enough, but he might like be the top scorer in this game.
Yeah. All right. CJ Stroud is also in this game. Yeah. Here's a weird thing about CJ Stroud, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's a quarterback. He doesn't strike me as a guy who would be good at basketball.
Well, he claims that he scored 40 points against Jaime Jaquez Jr. High school.
Well, then maybe
he scored 40 points on him in high school. So he also said, let's see, he played varsity basketball at Rancho Cucamonga High School. All right.
This guy's okay. Never mind. Then Rancho Cucamonga is like a real high school too. Like,
yeah, he would have played not in the NBA, but he would have played college basketball. He did hit a deep three to beat Jaime Jaquez's team, but he only scored 28 points in that game.
He's lying about how many points he scored against Jaime Jaquez.
But that you can watch a video of him hitting a deep three and watching the crowd rush the court because Jaime Jaquez was on a really good high school basketball team. So
these teams
CJ Stroud,
unfair. Team this Stephen A.
seems loaded.
Because also the last guy he has is Gianmarco Tamberi, who was an Olympic high jumper who plays crazy and like
he was
dunking
He is a really fun addition to the game. Yeah. We had no idea what to expect, and
he rules.
Super fun. He is the current Olympic high jump champion, I believe. I believe he's like indoor and outdoor. Maybe outdoor. I don't know.
Anyway,
but he's also really tall.
Team Stephen A is going to win this game by 60 points.
I don't understand. I guess maybe this is for Stephen A to beat Micah Parsons because he hates the Cowboys.
No, he likes the Cowboys.
No, Stephen A hates the Cowboys.
Oh, right. Stephen A hates the Cowboys. That's right.
He likes the Eagles.
My mistake.
Yeah, so
it's what's his name? White Stephen A likes the Cowboys.
Skip,
yeah.
Yeah. White Stephen A. Well, he should play in the game. They should get
Put Skip in this game.
Put Skip in there. He runs the treadmill every
and
day.
Put Troy Aikman on the other team.
Oh my god. Yes. I mean, Troy's not going to remember what team he's on, but yeah, I'd like him to be able to get some payback on the court.
He'll remember what Skip did to him.
Yeah. They need to hit the coaches should be fair game. Although Shannon Sharp still can probably lay out anyone that isn't Micah Parsons in this group. CJ Stroud, a dangerous,
could win MVP.
Team so loaded. I think your best bets are the two NFL players. Which YouTuber or streamer do you think has the best chance? Kai?
Kai is so much more famous, but
yeah.
Tristan Jass is unfortunately going to play better.
Yeah, okay. Does Jewel Lloyd have... No. The WNBA players never like kick people's asses bad. They're
above it.
They're nice. Yeah. They play like the NBA players should play. I think Meta World Peace might try to win the MVP, though.
Yeah, I think he could win. He is crazy enough to possibly. But also, he could look real sad. It could go any way, honestly, with him.
Yeah. I think he's going to be really good and really intense. I don't know. But yeah, he could just be walking through it, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah, my top three, I guess, are Micah Parsons, CJ Stroud, and Tristan Jass. Mm-hmm. It would be very funny if AJ McClain won. That's the one I'm rooting for to win MVP. And also, it would be great if Dylan Wang rules. Dylan Wang and Gianmarco Tumberi having a shootout, that would rule.
All right, Sean, that's our episode. Mm-hmm. This game is about to start in about an hour, so we've got to get this episode up.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on the other competitions?
The skills challenge, I think, is going to be insane this year. They really changed the rules a lot. I don't know if you knew that, but
I didn't, because I'm such a hater of the skills challenge.
There's an entire round that's all passing, Sean.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That's what we needed for a long time. Yeah.
There's an entire round that's all shooting.
Yeah, and there's
dribblers moving. There's robot dribblers moving around in the relay section as well.
I mean,
like,
look.
They have like robot defenders now, Sean. It's weird.
It's a team. It's a team event. There's team passing. It's like they simplified the All-Star Games. So they needed to make the skills challenge so confusing that to even learn the rules, the NBA makes you download a PDF.
But yeah, McClung's going to win the dunk contest. I got Donovan Mitchell winning the three. Oh, no, Trae Young winning the three-point contest because he's mad that he wasn't invited. McClung winning the dunk contest, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that was a great moment.
Sabrina winning the three-point shootout, and Team Pacers winning the skills challenge. That's
I love it. And I got the West in this game, Joey.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
I would love to see Malik Beasley win the three-point contest, though. That would be the greatest.
Possible.
I would love it so much. And you know how mad Lillard would be, his own teammate beating him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doc Rivers runs them further into the ground.
All right, and that's our episode. You can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where... where on Valentine's Day I tweeted, dang, I just went to Outback on Valentine's Day by myself here in Daytona. Can't wait for my wife to get here tomorrow. Amazing. Anything you want to plug, Sean?
You can pre-order my album, America's Uncle Dad. I will also be at Cheaper Than Therapy in San Francisco, doing two shows on March 2nd. And you can see me at the Chaminade Resort and Spa in Santa Cruz on February
24th. Awesome. And then here to close it out is Celebrity All-Star Game, not MVP, Walker Hayes with Fancy Like Christmas.
Christmas is back, y'all. Bells in the track, y'all. My Santa's scaring babies in his lap, y'all. My baby's cozy, she mistletoes me, and she be slaying that Mariah karaoke. And all the Starbuckers in the last, hey, put some peppermint mocha in my latte. Hey, 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 hey. Silly fancy like Christmas round a fake tree. Nutcracker on a mantle and a candy cane can. I'll get your eggnog with your fruitcake. Go Jesus, it's your birthday. Bougie like blow-ups in the front yard. Hoping Santa gonna leave an Applebee's gift card in my sock. And even though we getting naughty all night, that's how we do. Fancy like Christmas. Fancy like Christmas. Fancy like Christmas. Like Christmas. Got matching jammies on. We watching Home Alone. Yeah, you know Apple finna drop another iPhone. Traffic's obnoxious. Dad's at the office. He gotta pay for mama's Amazon boxes. And all the Starbuckers in the lights. Hey, put some peppermint mocha in my latte. Fancy like Christmas round a fake tree. Nutcracker on a mantle and a candy cane can. I'll get your eggnog with your fruitcake. Go Jesus, it's your birthday. Bougie like blow-ups in the front yard. Hoping Santa gonna leave an Applebee's gift card in my sock. And even though we getting naughty all night, that's how we do. Fancy like Big Buck on a wall with a red nose on it. They lamp with some fishnet hose on it. So many lights, we got the neighbors and the breakers tripping. Good that dirty sweater got me grinch grinning like kids. Better hit the hay fast, y'all. Unless you wanna see your mama kissing daddy claw. Ooh, I said we fancy like Christmas round a fake tree. Nutcracker on a mantle and a candy cane can. I'll get your eggnog with your fruitcake. Go Jesus, it's your birthday. Bougie like blow-ups in the front yard. Hoping Santa gonna leave an Applebee's gift card in my sock. And even though we getting naughty all night, that's how we do, fancy light.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.